So again, what is I have in Spanish? I have.
Tengo.
Tengo.
But this have is used when you're talking about possession, about what it is that you have. It isn't used like in English, where we use have to talk about the past tense when you talk about what you've done, what you've prepared, what you have visited. For the past tense, there's another have for that in Spanish, which we've looked at to a degree already. With that in mind, how would you say I have prepared?
He preparado.
He preparado.
What if you want to emphasize I? How would you say I have prepared?
Yo he preparado.
Yo he preparado.
How would you say he, she, or you formal have prepared?
Ha preparado.
Ha preparado.
How about you informal have prepared?
Has preparado.
Has preparado.
Again, an S has been added onto the end, as we've done in the other cases. How would you say you, informal, have prepared the coffee?
Has preparado el café.
Has preparado el café.
Turn it into a question and say, have you prepared the coffee?
¿Has preparado el café?
¿Has preparado el café?
Ask a negative question and say, haven't you prepared the coffee?
¿No has preparado el café?
¿No has preparado el café?
Why haven't you prepared the coffee?
¿Por qué no has preparado el café?
¿Por qué no has preparado el café?
So again, what is I have in the sense of the past tense?
E.
E.
You have, he has, she has?
A.
A.
You informal have.
Us.
Us.
How do you think you'd say you more than one of you have?
An.
An.
So again, it follows the patterns of everything else, adding an S in one case, and in this case, when you're talking about you, all of you, an N. How would you say, have you, as in have all of you, prepared?
Han preparado.
Han preparado.
You have reserved a table.
Han reservado una mesa.
Han reservado una mesa.
Have you reserved a table?
Han reservado una mesa.
Han reservado una mesa.
Haven't you reserved a table?
No han reservado una mesa.
¿No han reservado una mesa?
Why haven't you reserved a table?
¿Por qué no han reservado una mesa?
¿Por qué no han reservado una mesa?
So again, what is to reserve in Spanish? To reserve.
Reservar.
Reservar.
But reserved for the past tense is
reservado.
Reservado.
The difference between these is quite small. To reserve ends with an R sound, and reserved ends with an ado sound, so the R is replaced by the ado from bravado. So again, what is to reserve?
Reservar.
Reservar.
And reserved?
Reservado.
Reservado.
To visit.
Visitar.
Visitar.
Visited.
Visitado.
Visitado.
To prepare.
Preparar.
Preparar.
Prepared.
Preparado.
Preparado.
To invite.
Invitar.
Invitar.
Invited.
Invitado.
Invitado.
To speak.
Hablar.
Hablar.
Spoken.
Hablado.
Hablado.
To buy.
Comprar.
Comprar.
Bought.
Comprado.
Comprado.
To arrive.
Llegar.
Llegar.
Arrived.
Llegado.
Llegado.
To take.
Tomar.
Tomar.
Taken.
Tomado.
Tomado.
So again, what is I have for the past tense?
E.
E.
I have spoken.
He hablado.
He hablado.
I have bought.
He comprado.
He comprado.
I have taken.
He tomado.
He tomado.
And what is he, she, or you have?
A.
A.
You, informal, have.
Us.
Us.
You all of you, the two of you, have.
An.
An.
We have is.
Hemos.
Hemos.
How would you say we have bought?
Hemos comprado.
Hemos comprado.
We have reserved a table.
Hemos reservado una mesa.
Hemos reservado una mesa.
We haven't reserved a table.
No hemos reservado una mesa.
No hemos reservado una mesa.
What is invited in Spanish?
Invitado.
Invitado.
How would you say we have invited Paul?
Hemos invitado a Paul.
Hemos invitado a Paul.
We have invited Paul to Madrid.
Hemos invitado a Paul a Madrid.
Hemos invitado a Paul a Madrid.
We haven't invited Paul to Madrid.
No hemos invitado a Paul a Madrid.
No hemos invitado a Paul a Madrid.
Why haven't we invited Paul to Madrid?
¿Por qué no hemos invitado a Paul a Madrid?
¿Por qué no hemos invitado a Paul a Madrid?